Today's show is about one of the main features that we celebrate on Thanksgiving, and it's so important and something that we can be embracing and enjoying every day of our lives, and that is the concept of giving thanks. We're going to pair that with the word we think of more often, and that is gratitude. I think most of us, when we sit down at the table, do the go-around. What are you thankful for today? But what about every day? Believing in and practicing gratitude has so many important benefits that we can all enjoy. Guess what? I found a list on my phone, and I'm going to read for you now, as usual, what are called the, oh my gosh, I think it's the 10 benefits of gratitude. By the way, I did a simple internet search, and there were so many great looking charts that came up. So if gratitude is something you feel would help you in your life on a daily basis, you could easily do a search and find the design that is most pleasing to you. I'm going to read the benefits, talk about them a little bit, and I actually have the list of gratitude benefits I wrote down for my life quite a few years ago I'm going to share as well. This article is called Life-Changing Benefits of a Gratitude Practice. Let me give you a little intro on this. What does it mean, and how do you have a practice? It's so easy. I can give you two right off the top of my head. When you wake up in the morning, you know, this is what we used to call it, like a prayer, if you think about it. How many of us knelt down by our bedside, women, my age bracket, 60s and older, and said our prayers? I did. That was our practice. I was raised Catholic, so without even using the word gratitude, the prayer was the way for us to be thankful and recognize what was good in our life. And, you know, maybe even sometimes we said, ooh, I did this bad thing. Because we know every day we must have at least one bad thing that we can look back on with regret. So this idea of gratitude is certainly not new. It's the matter of just using it on a more regular basis. One way, when you have negative thoughts, how many, again, a day do we start, you know, degrading ourselves, thinking, focusing on the negative thoughts and what went wrong, and oh, I wish I would have done that, and why do I continue with this behavior? Yes, psychologists say you can allow yourself those thoughts. Because look, it's so hard to suppress our thoughts. They come to us. I've forgotten, I read it one time, how many tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands a minute, even a second, come through our head. So when you have that negative thought or experience, go with it and add in the, and I also blank, and add in something that's good, that's beneficial, a reason to be thankful, something that's going right in your life. I think that's actually one of the biggest ways we can start to incorporate gratitude on a regular basis. The other one we've heard of for years is to have the gratitude journal. When you get up in the morning with your coffee, sit down with your journal, jot down some of your thoughts, and always include something that you are grateful for. Let's get to the benefits now. Why are we even suggesting that that's a way to go? And how does it tie into Thanksgiving, which is coming up in 2 days? Life-changing benefits of a gratitude practice. It improves health. One way, immediately, it's going to help with your emotional health. and your mental health and your psychological health to be thinking about, this is working for me, I'm grateful for this, and I know that there are physical impacts as well. Increases your energy. All right, who does not want more energy? How funny to think that gratitude will really increase energy. No, when you're feeling good and thinking things are going well and there's a lot of reasons to celebrate, I feel it like perks you all up physically, emotionally, and mentally. Elevate your mood, that's a given. I think we already addressed that a little bit. Here's a different one, keeps you present. You're not in your head, you're not thinking about, oh, I should have said this, or I wish I would have done this differently, or why am I still repeating this bad habit? You are focusing on what is going on now and what is great about what is going on now and why you can be thankful for what is going on now. Increases your patience. Wow. Okay, we all have times when we're just feeling like, ugh. I think a big one for me is while driving. We all have those. And how about when you're at the grocery store and there's the long line, and I hope you're not doing your shopping on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, when the lines at the grocery store are out the door and you're thinking, oh my God, why did I wait till the last minute? Truthfully, your reality might be that was the only time you had available, but it's also a good opportunity to just kind of center, recognize, okay, I'm here, this is my reality. Maybe you find something to distract yourself while in line, talk to another patron, look through the magazine at the counter. We all do that now and then, don't we? Increase your patience. Gives you perspective. So true. My brain might be saying all this negative stuff, which even in our heart, we know is not true, but it's so hard to get away from negativity. And just being grateful what is going on and what is good. And honestly, if you are having that tough day or that tough moment, what is the learning experience there? What is your takeaway? What can you do to even change it? I am not kidding. When you are having that funk, even just bringing a smile to your face, I'm looking to see if it's on the list, bringing a smile to your face and saying, hey, I'm alive. This is great. Can start to pull you out of that negativity and that funk. We like the funk. We don't like the funk. Increases optimism. I think we covered that. Multiplies the good. I think this comes in with the, remember the book, The Secret? Ask, believe, receive, multiplies the good. The more that we put out that positive energy, the gratitude to the universe, the magic out there, whatever it is, if you believe and have read about The Secret, tells the universe what it is you want more of in your life, and it will bring it to you. Sometimes the challenge is in the receive part, where you actually say, yes, thank you, world. I am open to receive this gift. I'm really getting off on the tangent, aren't I? Improves relationship. That seems obvious. Increases resiliency and makes you happier. We are not isolated in this world. We have people around us all the time. Family, friends, co-workers, even acquaintances and people out in public. And what you put out to the universe in this form of gratitude not only impacts you, but it really can make a difference for people out there. Let's go back to the example of in the grocery store. And believe me, this is not only right around Thanksgiving. We know the busy times at the grocery store, and sometimes we don't have a choice but to go when everybody else is there. It's so easy to be frustrated and hemming and hawing and grouchy and about being there. Think of the clerk. Think of the person standing on their feet all day, ringing up the bell, and having to address every single person that comes down the line, and becoming a part of their experience and sometimes their issues. That is certainly not fair to the person that has that job. And also, the truth is, we really don't know what that person's life is like. They could have they could be battling a disease or illness on their own. They could have a child or a parent that's going through a tough time. They could be a young person really working hard to try to get through college. We all have our life issues. And we don't need to know each other's. But if there is a way that through our own positivity, a smile, a kind word, a compliment, that we could make a difference or an impact on another person, is there any greater gift that we could give to another? There might be, but it really can help. Spread the joy, pay it forward, be grateful. When you're at the table this Thursday and doing your go-around, really dig deep. You know, a lot of times we think, oh, I'm going to listen to what the person next to me said and say a similar thing. But what if you really looked into your own heart and thought about what is really working for you now? Sharing that could be the inspiration and the motivation to really encourage somebody else to be bold and brave in their life. We are all struggling all the time. And if it's not today, it was yesterday, it could be tomorrow. But most days we run across something that is a challenge, especially in this day and age. Life is not so simple. There are so many obstacles and challenges, and it's hard to get beyond them constantly. It can be a battle, but it can happen. And using gratitude regularly can give you some powerful tools and inspiration and motivation for yourself to face adversity, to overcome challenges. And guess what? Be happy, thrive, change your circumstances, improve your life, your health, your attitudes, and what an impact that would have on others. So here are my gratitude points. When I wrote these, they were wishes, but as I've looked back, some of them now have come true. So I'm happy to share them with you today. And perhaps one or two of them are items that you need in your life and you can adopt into your life and work towards making change if that's what you need. Here we go. I think there's about 12. I am so grateful that I am alive and living in America, regardless of what we think about what's going on. I'm not going to talk about specifics. I really believe we are in a great country. I don't want to say the greatest because I haven't lived in other countries, but we do have options and opportunities and freedoms and a lot to be thankful for. And it can be important to let's think about what is good about being an American instead of bashing what is not working in America. I am grateful that I have clients You know, I've had an accounting and tax practice for over 35 years. Sole proprietor. It suited me well. I own my home. I've traveled. I have really good rapport with my clients, and I am thankful that people have trusted me. I have clients that I have had for 25 years at least. I was trying to think for a minute, is there really somebody that I have worked with for 35 years? I think 30. I think I have a couple people. 30 years commitment. I am grateful I own my home. Oh, here's one for the future. I am grateful I have a new car. I have wanted a car for 2 years. There are so many cars on the market. I don't feel like looking and researching. I'm not good with research to figure out which one I want. It'll happen one of these days. I am grateful that I help others become their best. I think that's a big part of WTV 60. We want to inspire, support, and encourage women to live their best, especially my age bracket, women in their 60s and older. This is our prime time. We can decide what we want our present and future to be, no matter how discouraging it might seem right now. If you stay tuned to our shows and stick with us, I'm sure we can give you some helpful tips and techniques that you can improve and enhance your life. I am grateful for the people I inspire. I've had some good testimonials over the years. I think of one woman came to my 90-day challenge group. Her challenge, she had 40,000 unread emails, 40,000. At the end of 90 days, gone, done. She set a goal. She was motivated. She committed to achieving the goal, and she got there. It might seem like a tiny thing, but just think for a minute how many emails you have. I have like 1,000, and that feels overwhelming. She had 40,000. She actually even sent me an Excel spreadsheet chart that she kept track of. One instance, one person, one success. What is your success going to be? I am grateful that my heart is open. My heart was closed for a while. It's breaking out now. I really have become a more generous, loving person. I was snarky for a while there. People that know me know. And I still have a little bit of that going on. But really, I am open to believing and receiving that life can bring to me all that I ask from it. I am ready. I am grateful that I have good health. I had the word great. I hate to say I downsized it, but you know, I am getting older and I am feeling some of the effects. So I really need to step up my stamina, my balance, and my strength. That saying, use it or lose it, is a fact. So I really am in good health. I can strive to get to great health. I am grateful that my bank account is over full. Yay, this one is true. Since I paid off my mortgage, more money's going into the bank. It is such a relief to have, you know, a more substantial savings. We just never know with emergencies that are coming up. And honestly, money is such a big issue. I showed in September, the series was money management. We're going to be replaying it with new content in January. So think ahead. We'll be promoting a little bit more than we did in the past. If you're ready to take a serious look at your money and face your reality, I am grateful I am debt free. I am. I am grateful I'm tech savvy. I have learned so much doing this filming. I have a short 5 or 10 minute video that I filmed and will publish soon of everything In fact, it wasn't even everything, but things I had to learn to start creating content for WTV 60. I am grateful for perfect vision. Okay, that is funny. I don't know if I could ever get perfect vision. I've been wearing glasses since I was 12. I'm not even sure why I put this one on the list. I don't know. That was weird. Okay, this is a big strive. I am grateful for a 32-inch waist. Yikes. Could that really happen? My waist is 35. Don't tell anyone. I don't know. Could I really get to 32? More on that later. And I am grateful to be stress-free. That one still needs work. Referring back to these head trips, the negative thoughts, the fears, anxieties, they're real. And I lived many years without as much stress and anxiety that I could be feeling now. I know part of it is because I'm getting older. Things are not as easy. I have challenges. Somehow, I'm not as carefree. I'm sure some of them are in my control. But when I think about what's going on in the big picture around me, there's a lot of reasons to become fearful with our politics, with society. I started WTV 60. The count of baby boomers was 70 million. And that does not include all the women and men that were born before 1945. I shared on a prior video, statistics show there are 82,000 people alive over the age of 100. There are so many people aging. I don't know what our future is going to be because I'm not seeing a lot from government and society to talk about how it's going to happen. Where are we going to live? Who's going to take care of us? How can we afford it? There are some issues. It's a main focus of WTV 60 to talk about aging and leading a conversation. Wow, I'm getting so off track. But it's really a stressor in a lot of people's lives. So each day when you're facing something, a challenge that you feel is in or out of your control, take a moment, take a breath. Take 10 breaths. Stand up from your desk or your chair. Get the body moving, even for a minute or two. And call out, say out, but this is what I'm grateful for. And just see if it doesn't bring some peace and calm and relief to your life. Gratitude is way more than one day. One Thanksgiving, when you sit around the table and hold hands with your loved ones, new and old, and say, today I am grateful for this, but make it be an occurrence on a regular basis, which could mean more than once a day, 20 times a day if that's what you need and want and would work for you. Thanks for tuning in.